What's in a name? That which we call a Reuben sandwich, by any other word, would taste as delicious. I hope Shakespeare pardons my paraphrase, but did you ever wonder about the story behind foods with proper nouns in their names? Who was Reuben, and was he really the first guy to slap some Thousand Island dressing on pumpernickel, pile up the corned beef, Swiss cheese, and then load it with sauerkraut? Often the origins of these famous dishes are in dispute. The invention of the Reuben sandwich is claimed by two different Reubens. Some assert that Reuben Kolakowski, an Omaha grocer, came up with the sandwich in the 1920s as a poker night snack for his buddies. Descendants of Arnold Reuben, who owned a deli in New York, maintain he was the real Reuben behind the sandwich. We may never know the true story. Now, not all dishes are in dispute. The Caesar salad, for instance, has only one story behind it. Cesar Cardini was a chef and restaurateur in Tijuana, Mexico. Legend has it that on July 4th, 1924, Cardini's restaurant got slammed with more diners than expected. He ran out of the menu salad, so he pulled together what he had and prepared the very first Caesar salad. Julia Child is credited for making the salad widely popular. She remembered eating it at Cardini's restaurant as a child, and years later she got the recipe from one of his daughters and she included it in a cookbook. A few years ago, I ran across another recipe that had someone's name attached to it, chicken a la Polly. Weeks later, I saw a very similar dish, but this one was called Chicken Betty. I figured there had to be a story here, but after researching it, I came up completely empty. My imagination, however, started to take off, and I was soon convinced that the story must be full of intrigue and betrayal. Maybe Polly and Betty were sisters, each claiming this dish as their own. Backs were stabbed, wills were changed, church pitch-ins erupted into fisticuffs. Now, I don't know the real story, but I bet it's a real doozy. I was so curious about these two women that I decided to make the recipe to see what all the fuss was about. As I got started, I made several changes to it. That's what I usually do with recipes, tweak this, substitute that. The result was surprisingly delicious, perhaps even Family Feud worthy. The simple dish calls for boneless, skinless chicken breasts that you brown in olive oil over medium heat. Then you saute some onions and garlic. Now here's where it gets interesting. You add chili sauce, brown sugar, and crushed pineapple. You transfer your pan to a 350-degree oven, and it's ready in about 30 minutes. Now, as always, you can get the full recipe on the website. Now, this dish was a big hit with my family, and I instantly knew I would share my version with you, the fine listeners of this radio station. But what would I call it? If I used Polly's name, Betty might come after me. And if I gave the nod to Betty, what would Polly's response be? I didn't want to be the target of either's wrath, so to keep the peace and to save my own skin, I'm going to call it Chicken Nobody. With my luck, they'll both track me down, united after all these years. So if you see me being chased down the street by two women who look like a Polly and a Betty, you'll know they found me.